Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kinda Funny First Impressions. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing Adeoye Jr. Joining me is Christmas in November, Joey Noel.
Hello.
Joey, I'm very, very glad that you get to join me on the... I feel like it's... What? Is this the second first impression in a row?
I think
so. There might have been one last week. Actually, I think the one last week might have been me and Andy. But like you're starting to get on first impressions more and more. We're seeing you on the kind of funny game side of things more and more. It's nice to have you.
I'm never on this channel, but it's kind of fun. I'm glad that we have some fun Joey games coming up.
So would you say, because for those listening and watching, obviously, we're playing The Pathless, which is a PS5 launch exclusive. Would you say The Pathless is a Joey game? Because I was actually wondering as I was playing this game, I was like, I wonder who's going to like this game out of the folks that kind of funny. Because I adore it.
I really like it. So I really, really liked Abzu, which is from the same dev team.
Yes. Giant Squid.
Yeah. And there's something this fits like a very specific like type of game I like to play, which is like I just want to chill and like wander around a really pretty area, and this is kind of the perfect thing for it. I love that it's just like you get to explore and you kind of like pick up on like the little, like the mechanics aren't particularly hard, and it's about just finding all the little treasure. Like I don't even know what the little emblem things are called, you know?
Yeah, I don't even know if they have a name. I was trying to figure that out as I've been putting this thing together, and I'm like, there are like quite a few things in this game that don't have names because they're all iconography, which is a thing that I actually like. Because as I've been playing this game, I've made the realization and I'm making the declaration that this is basically just a Team Eco game. Team Eco being the developers of Eco, Shadow Colossus, and The Last Guardian.
Oh, interesting.
Like, there is a lot of DNA of those games that are present in this game in a way that I was not expecting.
Oh, interesting. I've never really played any of those games, so...
Right here is is this Cernos? One of the beasts.
Yeah. Is this one where you have to stop in the light?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, all of them are pretty much that, actually. Got it. Yeah. were you a Journey person?
I played Journey really late, so I feel like the magic wasn't there for me because I had heard people talking about it. But I did really like it. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't like life transformative. Like I feel like I hear a lot of people talking about.
Yeah, I had kind of a similar thing with Journey where I played it and I was like, oh, okay, that's a video game. Like I didn't hate it by any means, but I definitely wasn't like blown away by it the way I feel like a lot of people were blown away by it. And obviously like Abzu, I believe is like very similar to Journey because it's like, it came from some of the folks that worked on Journey. Like they made Abzu wanting it to be a successor essentially. And this coming after that basically means that this game also has some Journey DNA. But this game, I will say, this game is blowing me away. Like I've finished this game. I should put that out there. I beat this game last week, and I've been thinking a lot about it. And like even as I was playing it, like I very much had been in love with it. Here comes the storm. See if I can escape it. But before I even get into it, like, what have been your impressions of the game? How far are you in it?
Man, I feel like it's really hard to tell how far you are in this game just because there's not. I don't know. I just feel like I'm wandering around and I'm doing things. I'm like, I have no idea how long this game is, how far it is. I have all these same abilities, so I think I'm pretty far. Right now I have one of the little, like, I don't know. They look like the little emblems from, like, Legends of the Hidden Temple. I have one of those, so I'm looking for, like, my next thing to upgrade or to do. I probably put, like, 3 or 4 hours. I'm gonna put, like, a ton of time.
Okay.
But
I mean, you're a decent amount into the game, because I'd say the game probably took me 6 hours to beat.
Yeah.
Like it is a fairly, I mean, it's a shorter game,
which I love.
Yeah, which I love too, because it's also succinct. Like it does not overstay its welcome, and what's here I think is pretty phenomenal. Hold on, right now I'm in a stealth section. And for some reason, I stopped talking because I was like, if I talk, he's going to see me.
It's movement and sound.
Yeah. These things terrify me, by the way. Like these
Yeah, I still have yet to like make it to the waypoint on one of these, mostly because I'm not really trying for it. So it's kind of fun to see what it looks like now.
You're basically like picking back up your ego. I mean, it's basically, these sections are basically red light, green light, where once the light shines on you, you just have to stop moving.
Yeah.
And really a quick blessing for the kids at home. You are playing this. It's the PS5 version, correct?
Yes, I am playing the PlayStation 5 version. And also, I should also mention that, of course, this is kind of funny first impressions. Each episode, we join you to talk about the new and exciting games that we're able to get our hands on. If you like that, YouTube.com is kind of funny games. Watch it here. Podcast services around the globe. Listen there. All that good stuff. I am playing the PlayStation 5 version, which means I've also been playing this game on performance mode. And let me tell you, I love performance mode. I've been talking about it a lot with Miles Morales, and this is another example of a game where it just runs so smooth. Everything is so smooth. It's 60 frames per second. Okay, I'm gonna need a block to like a weighted thing to put there. I feel like there's a lot to break down. Cause like this game is a puzzle game. Like it's an open world, kind of like cool, serene, journey-like game, but at the same time, it is a puzzle game, and so it is puzzly in the same way that a Legend of Zelda is puzzly, like a Twilight Princess or a Breath of the Wild is puzzly, and so you're doing a lot of like grabbing weighted crates, you know, or grabbing weight, whatever these things are, grabbing weighted objects, putting them on buttons, and figuring out how to like guide your eagle friend toward you. The reason why I reference Team Eco Games with this game is because I feel like there are inspirations from all the different Team Eco games, and so like when I went with Shadow Colossus, there are like obviously like the beasts in all the areas that you kind of have to take out, and like the amount of iconography that they use in this game kind of also reminds me a bit of Shadow. I thought I lost my ego. Reminds me a bit of Shadow Colossus and all the other Team Eco games. I wonder if I released it. I forget how I saw this before. If I released it there. No, that did not work the way I wanted it to work.
No, I feel like you have to put it in your, like, your vision, your eye, whatever, sight.
I want to try, if I get back up here. Oh, yeah, I can just command my eagle to grab it. But I wonder, leave me alone. I wonder if it'll be able to fly upward with it. Oh, yep, it can.
There we go.
Boom.
So this is like the major like puzzling mechanic is you're trying to find weights to counterbalance and to unlock things.
Yeah.
And then it also has the targets, which you shoot arrows through to gain speed.
Yes. And those do have a name. Apparently they're called talismans. And I would not have...
Oh, perfect.
Assume they're called talismans, but yeah, you're hitting the talismans basically to get speed and stamina, and you get like a speed boost, which is nice when you hit them.
Yeah,
even when you're in the air, so you do like a cool twirl kind of thing.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's so interesting because I've been playing this the same time that I was playing Bugsnax, and it's weird because they're both puzzle games, but they're so different in that it kind of worked to use them to like balance each other off. Like when I would get frustrated in like a segment in Bugsnax, I would switch to this, and like this is such like a calming, serene, like peaceful experience. That normally I would like switch to a different game type, but there's something about it that just totally worked. You've been hyping up the soundtrack for this.
Yes.
Too, which I was trying to catch up on podcasts, so I haven't listened to as much, but after hearing you talk about it, I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, the soundtrack is very good. It's composed by Austin Wintry, who did the music for Journey. And is very much a renowned composer in video games. And
does Watch, Listen, Play with one Alana Pierce, right?
Wait, is he really?
I'm pretty sure it's like
him, I didn't put that together.
Troy Baker and Mike.
Damn, I should probably listen to that. That's a great cast.
Yeah, it is Austin.
Damn. Well, yeah, no, like Austin is incredible. Like his music is incredible in this game. A lot of like vocal tracks that go all the way in terms of like, I don't know how to describe them. Like it feels like Austin went back in time and listened to like some like music that I'd never heard before to input into this game. Like he goes above and beyond in making the vocal tracks feel pretty wild. All right, so this is the thing. Basically, I'm gonna have to shoot my arrow into this this structure right here, and at the top it has three three of the things. Like I said, nothing in this game has a name. but that means I'm going to have to, like, shoot it through three hoops. Shoot my arrow through three hoops before it gets...
all the way over there.
All the way to it. And if I do that, I then unlock... So yeah, you're collecting... You're basically collecting these emblems to put into the big towers. And so, like, when I use my detective vision, you see the tower over there. There's another tower over there. There's another tower over there, right? There are three towers in an area. And once I deliver all the emblems to each of the towers, or not all of them, once I deliver, I believe it's two emblems per tower. Once I activate each of the towers, that then, that's basically the goal for each of the area, is to activate them and then do a thing that I'm not gonna spoil for people, but it's pretty cool.
Do you remember how many areas there are?
Ooh, that's a good question. Probably like six or seven.
Okay.
An area pretty much correlates to, like, on the bottom, you can see the different emblems. So maybe it's five. Maybe there are five areas. So I got two so far from this area. And I did one area before.
Yeah.
But each of them are virtually the same, but, like, with different puzzles. Like, the puzzles evolve and change and introduce new mechanics that get really interesting and fun.
Even on my PS4, this is one of, like, the prettiest games I feel like I've played in a while. I don't know if it's, like, the colors or it's the fact that I got my new TV or maybe a little bit of both. But I remember this, I feel like I don't normally notice, like, oh my gosh, this game is so pretty.
Yeah, no, it's
but
beautiful.
But this one is, like, particularly stunning.
I 100% agree. Even playing it on my, I've been playing it on a 1080p monitor. Mm-hmm. But obviously on a PS5, and so, like, I've been doing performance mode, but even on fidelity mode, like, the game looks amazing. And I think a lot of it is the colors. Like, the world is very well designed, and, like, the art is just really good.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, a lot of striking imagery. Like, you look over at the storm over there, and it's like, damn, that looks sick. You look up at the... I wonder if I can see it from here. Maybe not. But if I look up at... Oh, it's right there. It's right above me. Yeah, you look up at, like, the tower. That's, like, your end goal. You're trying to get up there. Like, that thing looks amazing, like, visually striking. Like, a lot of the visuals in this game, I think, are just very well made and are intended to, like, be striking.
As you're, like, playing this, I'm like, oh man, maybe I should jump back into this tonight.
So yeah, there are these Korok seed type things where if, like, you activate them, you just get some of your... I'm gonna call it currency. I don't have a better name for it. But, like, there's currency you collect that'll basically upgrade your stamina or whatever it may be. And yeah, like, there are random things you do that'll then get you some, which is really nice.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I don't know what these are, and I'm just gonna collect them and see what happens. I know, but it's funny to, like, actually talk about this with somebody just because, yeah, nothing is named, so it's like, oh, those little yellow guys versus
the gold the emblem ones. Things and, like, the talisman things that flow in the air.
Yeah.
The only reason I know they're called talismans is because, like, late game, I think there was, like, a thing that popped up, and I was like, oh, fuck, that's what it's called, okay.
That's what they're talking about. But yeah, I also really like the eagle, falcon, whatever he is.
Oh, yeah. I believe it's an eagle.
I don't know. Just, like, as a different mode of, like, traversal and stuff like that, I think it's really fun.
Yeah.
It all feels, like, cool, really good, too.
Yeah, the game feels super cool to play. Like, obviously, like, with the talisman stuff. Like, shooting the arrows to gain that speed feels super smooth.
Yeah.
And if I was, like, to compare this game to a... I guess, like, a Team Eco game or a Zelda game or a Journey. Like, that's kind of the thing I think it does that sets itself apart is the actual act of, like, getting from point A to point B in itself is really fun. Oh, so these things only need one.
I'm going down.
Which is nice.
Yeah, I just kept thinking that they look like Legends of the Hidden Temple characters.
It does have that energy to it.
I'm like an ego. Oh, yeah.
And then you also have, like, these dead people all over the place. Because, like, the whole premise of this game is, like, you're arriving at this land that has been, like, decimated and destroyed. And it's the God Slayer that did it. Obviously, with a name like God Slayer, you're probably up to no good. And with that, you have these bodies that have been left behind. And if you go to them, if they have like this floating orb, I imagine, they don't really explain it, but I imagine in my head canon, it's like the spirit of the person that once was. And if you go to it, it'll then have like a cool like thought to it, right? Or like right now, the one that activated. Some lore building. Where it says, down there, nestled in the trees, I can still see the prison where they freed the Pathfinder. So much blood was spilled that day. I hope for his followers' sakes, that the one true path is worth the sacrifice. Poetry right there.
So good. Right, my favorite is being able to fly off the really tall towers.
Oh yeah, because you can just keep going, basically.
Yeah. And it's just fun to watch. So yeah, you can trigger this like secrets vision. Is that what kind of thing?
Yeah, I call it detective vision for the Batman.
Yeah, it just gives you like waypoints kind of.
Yeah. Shows you points of interest that you can go to. Like, there's the yellow thing over there is probably like an important thing.
More of those little yellow guys?
Well, actually, the yellow things are something specific. I forget. I'm going to go see.
Those little like, gem thingies, right?
The red usually indicates like an emblem.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think there's going to be like a gem type of thing over here. Oh, wait, no. Okay, no, that is an emblem.
Oh.
Because like the circle that's around it. So oh. Maybe it's gold. No, I don't know. I don't want to mix them up. But like right here, right, this thing is like scaring my eagle. And so I basically have to get... I have to either like take that thing out somehow or get the emblem without my eagle.
Which seems difficult.
Okay, so I turned one off. Which means there's got to be a way to turn the other one off. Again, it's like very Zelda puzzle-ish. But like not in like a dungeon sort of way where you're doing it. Where you're doing puzzles back to back to back to back. But it's like Zelda puzzles spread out in an open world. Which I really like.
Which I didn't think I would like. But there's something about it that's so very like relaxing and zen that I'm into it. Part of me is now like, should I go back? Like... Zelda, because I didn't get that far.
The answer is yes, Joey. You 100% should play.
No one's ever gonna be like
the generation. Joey,
it is,
but it's not my kind of game.
Some would say it's the best Zelda game of all time.
We're talking about Breath of the Wild specifically, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Some would say that.
Yeah. Some would say it on a Zelda interview. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames.
Do you know who wouldn't say that? Andre Seegers. I was on Twitter the other day. And this guy, he was complaining because like their audience was voting about like what Zelda game they should play next. Mm-hmm. And I guess Twilight Princess was winning. And he was like, guys, don't make me play Twilight Princess again. And I responded, I was like, what? Why don't you want to play the second best Zelda game again?
Well, I don't know if it's the second best, but it's really good. It's really good, wasn't it?
Oh, it's the second best.
Wind Waker, what are you talking about?
And he was like, Breath of the Wild is the second best, which I was like, you know what, man? All right, cool. Like, I ain't mad at it, but I ain't happy with it either. And then he responds later. He's like,
and what's its number one?
He was like, I don't know what his number one is. Probably like, probably Spirit Majora's Tracks Mask or something. You know.
I think I saw that same image, and I think he was like wanting to play Link to the Past, so that's probably his number one.
Yeah, that probably makes sense.
Yeah.
But then he responds to it later. I'm sorry, Eagle. I had him in the darkness for a long time. I apologize.
Oh yeah,
Eagle.
You also pet your eagle to like brush out all the embers.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he can like can't do things for you. But you can pet the eagle.
I'm like cleaning him, and I'm about to go right back in there. Because I need to figure out how to. Oh wait. I wonder. Oh, I'm an idiot. I can just follow the line that's going to the statue, and that'll probably be what powers it. So I just got to get up here. Sorry, Eagle. Andre came back later and was like, well, actually, I was joking. Breath of the Wild way lower than number two for me. And I was like, oh, man, I'm about to go on Game Explain and I'm not about to fight. I'm about to tussle. You know what I mean, guys? It's time to throw down.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So I got to get over there. I can't use my eagle to glide.
It's don't have to be a jumpy.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I just gotta get be jumpy.
Get over there. Bam.
Bam. You'll love to see it.
Look at you, restored this portion of the land.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
but yeah, I love it.
Can I go for it?
Oh, I just love it.
Yeah.
It's no pressure puzzles, which I appreciate.
Yeah, it's a super laid back game. I think I mentioned this on... Well, actually, no, I've not mentioned this on anything. I mentioned this on something that got deleted. it's my favorite PlayStation 5 launch title. Like, I adore this game. Like, I absolutely adore this game. And like, I'll go more in depth on it even in podcasts. But like, it just does everything right. It's the story, by the time I finished it, I thought was super moving. And also playing this game last week for me, I thought was super moving too, because like, obviously last week was the election, a lot going on. And this is a game that's all about restoring light, is restoring life to a decimated world. And I thought that symbolically just felt cool and very well done too, in the way that it's going about it, because it has like a minimalist story that at the same time still feels there, right? Like, for a game that's taking a lot of inspiration from the Team Eco games, like, usually those games are very abstract with their story, and they leave so much up to interpretation. So much in this game isn't left up to interpretation. Like, they really do a good job of actually telling the story and like giving you lore and giving you details of the world and each of the beasts that you're encountering, but at the same time also not letting story get in the way of anything you're doing. Like, there's there are cutscenes, but like, they're few and far between, and when they hit, I think they do hit, and so I appreciate that a lot. Joey, any final thoughts on
I think it's 100% worth playing. It is it's a nice change of pace that it is like a relaxing game that puts me in like in a very relaxed place, so I appreciate that. I think it's like the way that they like teach you how to do everything is like really intuitive, and I didn't feel like I was ever like fighting against systems. Like,
now, did you know that with these talismans, if you charge them halfway, you can still hit them?
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they had
and it does like a cool like stutter effect.
Ooh.
I didn't know that until very late in the game, and I was like, if I knew that, that could have saved me a lot of time.
Yeah, because you don't need to fully charge it.
Yeah, but you also have to be very accurate.
Man, now I just want to go play this.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, let us know what you think about The Pathless. Are you excited for it? Are you excited to get your hands on the PS5, play that launch library? It's a beautiful time to be alive. It's a great time to be a gamer. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, I've been Blessing. That's been Joey. That's been Barrett on the ones and twos. Say hi, Barrett.
Convenience. Oh, sorry. Wrong thing. Hi.
Oh, there he is. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.